There's still going to be lines, Adora. You know that, all right? They're not going to go away. All right, now we know the stimulus package now stands at $825 billion. It is the largest gamble of its kind in our nation's history. So you figure at least the money's going where it's most needed, right? Not so fast. Here at The Takeaway, we have a new project called Shovel Watch. It's a joint effort we're doing with the nonprofit investigative group ProPublica. And our analysis, areas with the lowest unemployment rate would get perhaps the most money per capita in the stimulus bill. And those with the highest unemployment rate could be getting less. What's going on? Well, to discuss the findings, we have our own Andrea Bernstein, our director of the Shovel Watch Project, and ProPublica reporter Michael Graybell. They're both here in the studio with us. Okay, Michael, Wyoming gets some of the most money, and Michigan is near the bottom of the list. And yet, when you look at their employment situations, Michigan is the one that's really hurting. So what's going on?
Well, we looked at the state-by-state breakdown of transportation infrastructure spending, and we looked at spending per capita versus unemployment rates. So Wyoming, as you said, has the lowest unemployment rate in the country at 3.2%, but at the same time, it gets the third highest amount in infrastructure money.
Why are we looking at transit spending as the big indicator?
Right. Transportation spending makes up a large chunk of the job creation in this bill.
What about all the other spending in the bill? I mean, we've got food stamps, there's some Medicaid money, there's education money.
When you look at that, it evens it out somewhat. But Wyoming will get $38,000 per unemployed person, while Michigan gets about $7,600 per unemployed person.
That is an enormous difference. Explain it.
It's a stumper.
Right.
One of the things that happened here, Andrea, is that a lot of the the Obama people want to have this bill really done fast. So to get it done fast, they have to use the existing formulas, they say. So when you look at the existing formulas, well, how were they put together? They were put together based on seniority in the House, in the previous House. They were put together based on
Andrea, that sounds
roads.
Like politics.
What is it, miles driven?
Miles driven and miles of federal highways in your state. So larger states tend to do better off than a really tiny state.
Alaska, for example.
But what does that have to do with, like, reality on the ground?
Well, this is the thing, is that, you know, it's sort of the new Obama administration overlaid on the old government. So highway formulas have said, okay, well, which state has the most miles of road will reward them, but the ones with the most miles of road tend to be states like Wyoming and Alaska with the fewest people.
Okay. Yep. Now, Andrea, I know that you especially have been looking at transit and have been talking to transit advocates. So what did they have to say about this?
Well, one of the questions that I have been asking as we have been moving along is who put the bill together? Who shaped it? We know that it came out of Congressman James Obie of Wisconsin's office. He's the chair of the House Appropriations Bill and committee, and with Nancy Pelosi, that they put it together. And they said, well, we had input from the Obama team. But, you know, I kept saying, well, who? And what's emerged in the last few days is that this really has the imprint of Lawrence Summers, the director of the White House Economic Council. Now, maybe that's not surprising. He's a sort of, you know, chief economist in the White House. But on the other hand, one of the things that I found out is that he was very involved in the details. And one story that I uncovered is that Congressman James Oberstar, now he is from
Minnesota right.
And he's been an advocate of transit money. And he put together a proposal late last year where there was more money for transit than showed up in the final bill. And I was sort of asking around, you know, how did that get out? And Oberstar, according to a number of people who want more money for transit, had said to them, I had a shouting match with Larry Summers about this. And Summers' office Oberstar's office confirmed that Oberstar had expressed his desire for more transit money. Now, the transit money is $9 billion. This is an $825 billion bill. So you see, when Larry Summers is feeling strongly about 1%, it really has his imprint. And it's because it's his belief that it can't be spent quickly enough to have a stimulative effect.
So where does this leave us?
Well, transit advocates are upset because they say this bill should have a green imprint. It should,
right.
you know, be creating a better future. It should start being the model of what President Obama says he wants to do, which is have people have more environmentally conscious choices about their transportation. They were hoping that when President Obama came in, that this bill would represent those kinds of choices. Instead, what they're seeing is, and as Michael has found in his analysis, is same old formulas driving this, and it's just about getting a lot of money spent quickly.
All right.
As opposed to maybe the best way.
Any chance that there's going to be change here?
Not much.
Well, there is a delegation from Michigan that is asking for the money to be apportioned more based on unemployment. It's yet to see if that will get traction.
There's also some efforts to – there's some amendments that people want to put in to change the transit allocations. But it's unclear if they're going to even be allowed to offer amendments. I mean, I think that sort of, you know, speed is of the essence. President Obama wants to get this bill passed. And then it's going to the Senate. The Senate already is coming out with their allocations. It doesn't do what a lot of people want, which is sort of make this the WPA 2. It's still a giant spending bill with transportation infrastructure as just a part.
All right. And we should mention that if you go to thetakeaway.org, we're going to have more information for you on this and more coming up with the Shovel Watch project.
Yes, we'll be keeping an eye on this stimulus package for as long as we need to.
Okay. Andrea Bernstein, I want to thank you, our Shovel Watch director, and also Michael Graybal from ProPublica. Thanks for joining us.